Now, this is also, it's a blood moon total eclipse. So I suppose explain all to us what happened and how often does it occur?
Well, it's quite simply the moon going into the Earth's shadow. And the moon should go completely black and become invisible. But it turns out, because of the Earth's atmosphere, and in the same way when the sun goes down, we can still see the sky quite bright in the twilight for an hour or so. The light gets bent by the atmosphere of the Earth into its shadow. And so really what the moon is being lit up by when it's totally eclipsed is all of the Earth's sunrises and all of the Earth's sunsets, which are usually red. And so we tend to get this coppery red colour on the moon. Now, it's a lot dimmer than the full moon that went into the eclipse an hour earlier. So the moon drops in brightness by a factor of at least 100,000. And there's a recent volcanic eruption that seems to have thrown a lot of dust into the high atmosphere. That a lot of people are saying this is one of the darkest eclipses they ever saw from other parts of the world, where it was much higher up, that is. So this reddish colour, some people call it a blood red. I don't think it looks that blood red, more orangey yellow sometimes. But it's got that name now, and blood moons are basically totally eclipse moons.
Yeah, everyone. Yes, I think everyone likes the idea of it being called a blood moon, and some of the images you see has kind of a reddish hue to you. Were the weather conditions right over Ireland this morning for it?
It looks like we had some of the worst weather we could have had. There may have been some breaks in the south of the country, so anyone who did see it, we really want to know to publish a report in Astronomy Ireland magazine, because that could have the thousands of kids and families all around the country. And we want to know, did anyone in Ireland see it? I had rain non-stop, I can tell you. And we did get some reports. There's even one member who's lucky enough to be over in Texas, where it was seen even better. But the weather's usually better there. And he had fantastic views. And there's some great pictures online as well. So the report in the magazine will probably be about satellite pictures from Ireland showing how cloudy it was. But then the best pictures from around the world. So you can relive the experience through the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine. So anyone who wants to get a copy, just go to our website, astronomy.ie, and sign up now, because there's another eclipse, this time of the sun, coming in October, and there'll be an eclipse of some sort, sun or moon, every year for the next, I think I looked about 5 years into the future, and there's loads more happening apart from that as well.
Yeah, because the last, if I'm right in saying that the last total eclipse of the moon was 3 years ago, and there won't be another one for another 3 years.
Yeah, they'll be partial on what we call penumbral eclipses as well, but the spectacular ones that are total eclipses, where you get the blood moon, the full moon dims down by hundreds of thousands and becomes this reddish colour. So we can't see that again until the 14th of March in 2025. And if you thought, oh, well, I wasn't going to get up early for this one, the bad news is that one is also a crack of dawn eclipse as well. So being an astronomer, you have to get up very, very early sometimes.
Yeah, and I remember talking to you at some stage during the pandemic about the increased interest in astronomy, because lots of people picked up new hobbies, and for some reason, astronomy seemed to spark the interest for a lot of people. Has that continued?
Absolutely, yes. Our membership has been peaking ever since all the lockdowns. We've nearly doubled our membership now.
Brilliant.
We're looking for new members. These are ordinary members of the public who just have a fascination with space. You don't need a telescope. You don't need to know anything about astronomy. If you like looking at pictures of the eclipsed moon, space stations flying over, finding about all the latest discoveries, black holes and everything else, then Astronomy Ireland magazine is for you. And it costs less than €1 a week to get the magazine posted to you. Who can't afford that? Most of it's done by volunteers. We're the world's most popular astronomy club. And during lockdown, when people could only travel a few kilometres physically, those of us looking up at the sky were travelling trillions of kilometres instead.
Brilliant. Because you mentioned the space station. We can see the space station this week over Ireland. Is that true?
Yeah. I've seen it passing over the moon the last two nights when we had some breaks in the clouds for once. And in fact, it's going to continue this for 2 weeks. So you can see it at a different time every night. Sneak preview is tonight, 11:09. Now, there are apps and the like you can get online, but if you use astronomy on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we post a special Irish prediction when we'll tell you, when it's going to pass in front of the moon, where you need to be in the country, lots more than you get on the automated apps. So do follow us on social media, astronomy.ie. You'll see the link there for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and that's all free of charge. We want as many people watching this space station because it's the most most expensive object ever built by the human race. There are 7 astronauts on board, all going up and down all the time. Lots of shuttles, people being shuttled up, ferried up this year. We cover all that in the magazine. And when it flies over, it is the brightest star, in quotes, in the sky. It outshines every bright star that we have. So it really is spectacular to the naked eye. Great one to get the kids interested.
It is, yeah.
A career in astronomy.
Yeah, and because it's so easy to identify, it really is great. Now, you've got an online lecture happening today. Yeah. Can members of the public log on to that? What has space done for us?
Absolutely. It's aimed at members of the public. Sometimes people wonder, you know, with all the problems in the world, why are we spending money on space? The answer is because it puts the food on your supermarket shelves and does a lot more than that. Besides, it gave us the whole electronics, microelectronics industry. So if you don't like space and you are against it, you have to give your smartphone back and go back into the dark ages. That's where it all came from. And so there are lots of spin-offs, the great training ground for scientists to go off to work in the road. I'm giving away, actually, the subject of the talk this evening. So we ask an expert to come and tell the general public, people with no knowledge of space or science, what they're doing in their area. So a fantastic speaker this evening who works in this area in the UK, and he's going to explain with even more detail than I can, with a few more facts and figures, what space has done for us. The quick answer is a lot.
And what time is that at?
It's at 7 p.m. It's online via Zoom. Again, go to astronomy.ie and you can follow the links there to get that lecture. And there's one every month about something exciting about the universe.
Okay, and I was reading over the weekend Einstein's theories of how matter behave around black holes. That was confirmed by a global astronomy network last year, more than a century later.
Yes, and it's taken the most incredible technology. I mean, they need to collect data from lots of different telescopes that don't see light that you and our eyes see. They see other wavelengths. And there's so much data collected by these telescopes from different telescopes all around the world that can then be merged by special computers that they can't transmit it over the internet. The internet is not big enough for this project. They have to actually ship the hard disks physically around the world and then get supercomputers to crunch all the data. And what they see is a giant black hole, 4 million times more massive than our sun, which is 1 million times bigger than the Earth. So ridiculously large. And it's at the center of our galaxy. And it was actually an Irish astronomer, Dr. John McGorian. He gave one of these monthly talks to us a few years ago. He figured out that the black hole at the center of our galaxy, and most galaxies seem to have them, slows down the rate of star formation. And if that hadn't happened in our galaxy, the sun and Earth would not have formed. So we owe our very existence, and an Irish scientist proved this, to a black hole at the center of the galaxy. And really exotic things happen there that you can use to show that Einstein was right with his theory of relativity rather than Newton a few hundred years before him had a slightly simpler theory of gravity. So it's all fascinating stuff. We've had a number of talks about this in the past, and there'll be more coming up in the future because it's a hot topic
in
astronomy.
And people are just fascinated by black holes. They really are. Listen, David, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Astronomy.ie is where people can find out more. And as you say, check you out on social as well. Thank you for that. And thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Good morning to you. Bye-bye. That's the lovely David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. If you did manage, because they reckon here in the south, there might have been just some breaks in the cloud that would have allowed for decent photographs of the blood moon this morning. If you have any photographs that you'd like to share with Astronomy Ireland, please do via their social media or via their website, astronomy.ie. 0818 103 103. John Paul taking your calls. We've had some